This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going into the extraordinary. And I've told you that I'll be speaking and broadcasting from a unique conference I've never attended called IANS 2016. It's about near-death experiences, and even more important, what happens afterwards? How do you live your life? How are you changed? How are you transformed for the better, and how can you help others? And we've got a very special guest this hour who's going to be one of the keynote featured speakers there in Orlando, July 28th through the 31st. And I hope that you'll plan to attend, but when you hear his story, you'll want to meet this guy. His name is Jeff Olson. And out of an incredible tragedy, and you talk about a loss of loved ones and devastating accident that can debilitate you, and what has happened since then. We're going to go through that story and then talk also about the conference and what we can experience there. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you there, as well as to his website at onenow.com. I'd like to welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time, Jeff Olson.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, I'm blown away by your story just from what I've read, and my listeners probably don't know about it for the most part. You have two books we may talk about as well, but I guess you got to start at the beginning first and foremost. I mean, are you a guy that had regularly these so-called near-death experiences, or was this a sudden tragedy in your life, unexpected completely?
Oh, sudden tragedy. I mean, I grew up as a normal, healthy American man. I mean, I grew up on a little farm, went to college, played college football, went into marketing and advertising as a career, but more importantly, I fell madly in love. Had just found my soulmate, my partner. We became married. Her name was Tamara, and we had two sons, and we were 10 years into a marriage. My oldest son was 7 years old, and then we had a toddler. My youngest son was about 14 months and was just learning to walk and talk. And anyway, we had just created this beautiful life. I was doing great in my career. My wife was a high school teacher, and the boys were healthy and happy, and everything was great. We had gone on a family vacation, and it's actually been, gosh, almost 19 years since this actually took place, so I can talk about it now. I mean, I couldn't even speak of this for years,
sure,
and really didn't. I kept it very much to myself. But we were traveling. We had been in southern Utah, you know, all the beautiful red rocks and the things you see on postcards, and we were heading northbound back to Salt Lake City. And I had put the cruise control on, 75 miles an hour. Actually, Tamara had laid her seat back. She had her seatbelt on, but she had reclined her seat and was sound asleep, but still holding on to my right hand as I drove with the left hand. We were very much in love, and she liked to do that. She'd hold my hand while we drove. And I had peeked in the rearview mirror and saw that my youngest son, Griffin, in his car seat was sound asleep. And then Spencer was 7 years old, and he was playing with he was playing with little Star Wars action figures in the back seat. But anyway, as we drove, I'm not sure what happened. There was reports of crosswinds. There was reports of a red pickup truck that was driving erratically on the interstate. My deepest and darkest fear is that what I believe happened is that I may have just dozed off slightly for a second when you just nod off, and I swerved to the right and then overcorrected to the left, and the vehicle began to roll.
Oh my!
Not off the road, but down the highway, propelled at 75 miles an hour. Now, I blacked out for most of that, but I became incredibly conscious as the car came to a stop. And the first thing I realized is that my 7-year-old was crying in the back seat, and I wanted to get to him. My thought was, I've got to get to my son. That's when I realized I couldn't move. I was pinned to the seat of the floorboard. I couldn't tell. I couldn't see. What had actually happened is both of my legs had been crushed and shattered. My left leg was amputated above the knee.
Oh, my goodness.
My back had been broken. My rib cage had been crushed. My lungs were collapsing. My right arm was almost torn off. There was no muscle through the rotator cuff or anything holding it in, so it was completely separated and nearly amputated itself. And then the seatbelt had cut through me and had ruptured all my intestines.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that you're even alive at this point is stunning.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I had severe injuries, and yet all I knew is I heard my son crying. I wanted to get to him. That's when the brutal reality hit that no one else was crying. And I knew in that moment that Tamara, my wife, and Griffin, my youngest son, were gone. I mean, I felt it. I mean, words can't describe what that was like for a man to be there in that situation, and the guilt and the horror of what was taking place. And I set that up because in the contrast, so here was the worst situation I could have ever imagined myself in. I can't get to my son who's crying. And I felt myself begin to lose consciousness, and it literally felt as if I was surrounded by light. And you know, I had read about tunnels and things like that. I didn't experience anything like that. It's almost as if I just was engulfed in a bubble, if you will. And I felt myself begin to rise above the scene of the accident. And it was confusing to me. I wasn't sure what was happening, but it was absolutely comforting. I mean, here I was in the worst hell a man could ever be in, and then I had this comfort come, this lifting, this bubble of light, if you will. And the interesting thing is, as I was in that bubble of light, just coming to grips with what was taking place, my wife, who I knew was deceased at the scene, was there with me, except she was absolutely fine. Only, but she was telling me, you can't stay. You can't come. You can't go. You've got to go back. You've got to go back. And that was interesting because I learned a lot about choice in that moment. I mean,
oh,
there I was
gosh.
Looking, you know, I was looking at the woman I loved more than life, and I knew I had a little boy in the back seat of that car, and I made the conscious decision that, yeah, I've got to go back. But when I came back, I found myself wandering around a hospital. Now, I had no concept of time in this bubble of light, if you will. I later learned that people had arrived at the scene. One actually happened to be a doctor. They were able to render aid to me. They were able to take care of my oldest son, Spencer, who was not badly injured. I mean, he was banged up, but he bruised his ribs. He basically physically walked away from the accident, but emotionally he thought he had lost his whole family.
Wow. Yeah, and you said a doctor came as well to your aid, so obviously life-saving triage scenario.
Yeah, and they rushed us to a little local hospital, which could not do anything for me, so then they life-flighted us into Salt Lake City, where they had a trauma center to deal with my injuries. Now, I had no concept of that. All I knew is I had wrecked the car. I had said the most poignant goodbye I would ever say, and I'm wandering through a hospital, but the interesting thing is I'm encountering the patients, the doctors, the nurses, the families, and everybody I saw, I knew them. It's like I knew them absolutely perfectly. Now, they were strangers in this life, in this realm, but every person I gazed upon, I knew everything about them. I knew their love. I knew their hate. I knew their motivations for every decision. I knew their fears and their joys. I knew all of it. I knew all of it, and I knew them as well as I knew myself. And I was absolutely overcome with this overwhelming, unconditional love for all of them, everybody. And it didn't matter. I mean, from the heroin addict to the old saintly grandmother, they were absolutely perfect and beautiful, and to the point that I wanted to embrace them. I was overcome with this unconditional love for every person I saw, and I knew all of them.
I'm just riveted, Jeff. I'm just riveted, obviously, as many people are and have been, to hear this story. You've written a book about it. I Knew Their Hearts, the amazing true story of a journey beyond the veil to learn the silent language of the heart. Jeff Olson is my guest this hour, a very special edition. As we can see, we're leading into the IANS conference in Orlando in July, toward the latter part of July. We'll get to more of that. But, okay, is there a certain point where you end up back in your body and have to confront, obviously, this old/new reality?
Yes. In fact, it was interesting because I finally encountered a man or a body laying on the bed that I didn't feel anything from, which I found odd, and so I stepped closer to take a look, and that's when I realized I was looking at me. I was like, or at my body. I mean, I was me. I was having this profound, overwhelming, spiritual, loving experience, and yet then I saw my body, and that's when I knew I had to get in. I had to go back in, and yet I, you know, our thoughts are so powerful. I didn't have to figure out how to get back in the body. As soon as I made the conscious thought, then I was back in the body. But boy, back to all the pain, the grief, the physical injuries, the remorse and bereavement of what had happened. And ended up being in this hospital for almost 6 months. There was 18 surgeries in total before they put me all together. And I continued to have these profound in-the-body, out-of-the-body experiences for months following that while in the hospital. I mean, I was in ICU for 3 months, you know, finally recovered, and we can maybe cover that later.
Yes, yes. Jeff, we got to take a break here, but I can't wait for when we're back, because I want to find out what happens next. What happens with a tragic loss like this, with also an extraordinary experience like this? How do you make peace with the two and then move on? And this is a big part of your story and what you're going to be talking about at the IANS conference in Orlando. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Really an extraordinary hour here, this hour. I tell you what, heading into the weekend, and ultimately very uplifting. We're going to get there in just a moment. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have Jeff Olson continuing us with us now, and wow, what a story. I just can't wait to meet you in person, Jeff. The book that goes further into these details that we've discussed so far, I Knew Their Hearts by Jeff Olson. We have links up to at1now.com through robertscottbell.com. And there's another book that takes it beyond now, as it says, beyond mile marker 80, which is apparently where this accident had occurred, Choosing Joy After Tragic Loss. Now, we were at the point where you're now confronting this new reality. You've gone through intensive care, surgeries to put you back together again. Your son is still alive, recovered. You've lost your wife to this life and your youngest. And how do you even make sense of all of this?
You know, you really can't. I mean, I laid in the hospital and I was just perplexed with the why questions. I mean, even with what I had experienced, you know. Why both of them? Why did I have to lose the leg? Why? And, you know, at some point that began to shift to what questions? What am I learning? You know, and also there was a great deal of gratitude to know I did have a surviving son. You know, I had a little boy that was counting on me, and that was really what motivated me and pushed me through, not only to get back in the body, but to heal and get well. And that, you know, that was a beautiful thing, and that was the one thing I had to hold on to. But during that time in the hospital, I mean, it seemed like I had one foot in this realm and one foot in the other realm for months. I kept throwing pulmonary aneurysms. They're blood clots that lodge in the lungs, and mm-hmm. I would survive those. The most profound thing that may have happened was actually right near the end of my hospital stay. And I fell into a deep sleep, and I bring this up because I had laid on my back so long that the back of my head had been rubbed bald. I'd rubbed all the hair off of it. I was finally out of ICU. I was out of surgical recovery. I was in the rehabilitation unit, and they had finally stabilized the wounds in my midsection. The infections were so awful, having everything ruptured like that, that it had taken that long for them to even get that stabilized. They had let those wounds open. But I fell into a deep sleep one night, and I actually felt that rise again. And I had a profound visit to the other side, and I still get emotional talking about it, but I had the opportunity to say goodbye to my youngest son as well.
Oh.
And, I've hesitated to talk about that for years because I know how many people lose loved ones and never get to say goodbye. But as I held my little boy, and I realized this experience was for me, he was still a toddler as I encountered him in that beautiful realm, and as I held him weeping, knowing that I wasn't going to stay, I felt an overwhelming presence come up behind me, and as I stood there holding my little boy, weeping at the reality that I was literally there and able to bid him farewell, I felt these divine arms wrap around and hold me. And suddenly we all... it's almost as if we just became one. It's like we just melded in together, and then I was all of a sudden part of everything. It's as if the whole universe opened up, and I just had a download of wisdom, truth, love. I mean, I saw my life. I saw the accident. I saw everything that happened. And I realized that there was no mistakes in any of it, that everything was in perfect order, that I was learning exactly what I came here to learn, and that even the players in that, in my little son and in my deceased wife, that they literally loved me enough to leave, that I could have the experience I came here to have. And it was this cosmic, overwhelming thing where it shifted everything for me. You know, I had grown up in a Christian home and was afraid of God and worried I was in trouble and that I was going to be judged, and yet what I experienced there was absolute, unconditional love beyond anything I can describe.
Jeff, again, I'm almost lost of words myself hearing the story, and yet there are many questions, and I'm sure that those people around the world that come to see you, and we'll talk about that as well, or may come to the IANS, may have many questions. I want to ask a few more. Maybe a few to begin when we come back from this next break. And I appreciate you taking the time today. Again, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person at IANS, and I hope all my listeners that are intrigued and interested in this story, you know, questions about how did this change your outlook on life? Obviously, it transformed it in major ways, but how does it become a positive thing? And you mentioned something that is so stunning that if you were to bring that kind of perspective into someone who had just had this tragic loss, it might be met with derision and anger and confusion. And I don't know how to transition this. So I'm going to ask you about that and your interactions with others who have suffered great loss as well. When we come back, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeff Olson is with us. Links are up in the show notes to @onenow.com. Check it out. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I haven't talked about my near-death experience many years ago. I will talk about it at the IANS conference, and maybe I'll bring it up here eventually on the show. But what it did for me was just gave me a completely different worldview, or expanded what I sensed was a whole different reality. And it changes you. Now, it changed me to embrace life more and maybe have less or fewer fears about life itself, as you say, even of death. The loss of loved ones, as you've described, Jeff, just the wounds I could feel just from losing that love, the loves of your life. And yet, as you said, at that last experience, having that closure, so to speak, the love that you felt, that everything was in somehow perfect working order. But there are people that go through tragic losses like yours and maybe never achieve that. Or if they were to hear your story, they might even be angered by saying, well, how could this be in divine order? I mean, this is horrible. My loved ones have been stolen from me, and I would understand that, believe me. So I just want to ask you your interaction, because you're here also now, not only, at IANS to help others perhaps see through these tragedies.
Yeah, no, and it's a great point. And that's one of the things that I hesitated to share these things for years. In fact, you know, my surviving son, little seven-year-old boy, you know, lost his mother, lost his little brother, lost his father in many instances. I mean, I was never going to be the same. He stayed with my little brother and his wife while I was in the hospital recovering, but, you know, he never had any kind of an experience. He never got any comfort. I mean, as he grew and went through his teenage years, he finally came to me as nearly a grown man. I mean, he was 19, 20 years old. And he's like, Dad, I never got anything. You know, I mean, you've spoken about these dreams or visions or experiences out of the body. And he says, I was a little boy beating down the door and nobody was home.
Wow.
You know, God never gave me anything. And he was in a pretty hard, dark place. And, and his life was rolling out that way. And I was so, I mean, as a father, it's like, gosh, I'm a guy that prays. I went and knelt in my room and said, God, really, please, I'll give it all away. I'll give everything just to give my son some light, just to give him some hope in his life. And it's funny, I got the most intriguing answer. And it took me off guard because I don't profess to talk to God every day. But in this instance, I call it the voice that speaks to my heart, but it just flowed into me. And what I was told was, how dare you judge your little boy and his experience simply because it was not like yours? He's in the perfect place. This will strengthen his soul to walk through that darkness like nothing you can ever imagine. Even that is in perfect order. You had your experience for you. He's having his for him. They don't have to look the same. And then I got the message as a father, Dad, it's your job to love him unconditionally. You know, if his life's going off the rails and he's upset and he never had an answer and he never had an experience, you get to love him just the way he is, regardless of the things he's doing or the choices he's making, and that's what this is all about. It's almost like the whole universe was saying, when are you finally going to get it, Jeff? It's about unconditional love. And that is the answer every time. And that was interesting.
Wow. Yeah, I just, and that was really the most beautiful answer from your experience to my question, because there's no way you can impart the experience other than as you shared it beautifully. But it's the experience, is it not? I mean, there are many people who might disbelieve the reality that you described. Others that would say, I want to have that experience, like your son had said, I didn't have anything like that. And for whatever reason, and many times we don't know, perhaps until we're gone, why it happened the way it happened. You are describing learning of these things while you are still here. And, you're not the only one I've talked to over the years, but this is one of the more intense experiences of loss and grief and to some degree resolution and divine love coming back in this lifetime's experience.
Yeah. No, and you know, it's played out beautifully. I mean, my son is now 26 years old. He's a grown man. He's teaching high school like his mother did. But he is a deep, rooted, solid human being that is filled with love. And I through this whole experience, that's the interesting thing, is like judgment just went out the window. You know, the judgments and comparisons that we put on things, even when I was in those higher realms and those loving arms looking at my life and thinking, ooh, boy, there's one. I'd done something wrong, and I knew it was wrong, and I did it anyway. I realized that I was the only one putting any judgment on it. You know, all that was divine simply said, look how much we love you. Look how much we support your learning. Your experience is perfect for you. Stop judging what it looks like and realize that you've got angels all around you while you have this crazy thing we call life, which is literally for the expansion and for the learning and for the experience of your soul. So be grateful and realize you're in good hands.
Jeff, how did this impact, I mean, how would you describe how it impacted your spirituality? I mean, when I talk to people that have been through things like this, they often, almost without fail, talk about a deeper spirituality that they embrace and become.
Yeah. No, and that's very true of me. I mean, religion didn't necessarily make sense anymore, but spirituality was something different. I literally experienced unconditional love, and therefore I could come into the world and put aside judgment and look at everything differently. And yet the biggest key for me, and I it still took years. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea that I had the accident, you know, had some experiences, and then I was okay. I mean, I had the accident. I had some beautiful experiences, but I struggled for 12 years trying to put all the pieces together and figure it out, and I kept looking outside of myself for some type of real, you know, tangible answer, and my son, you know, going off the rails and all of that thing. Mm. The key in that unconditional love was to finally forgive and unconditionally love myself. And I realized after about 13 years, and that's when I finally wrote the book, that in all this scenario, that was the big lesson for me, is love your neighbor as yourself, and yet if I don't love myself, how can I love my neighbor? So it was self-love and self-forgiveness that finally brought the peace, and that was up to no one but me.
That's a recurrent theme here, and God bless you for sharing it. Vitamin L for yourself. And in that way, you can actually provide that to others in need. And I imagine that the IANS conference, as I said, I'm excited to attend my first one and speak there, brings together not only people who are intrigued and interested in these stories and the people who have experienced it, but perhaps a lot of people who have had these experiences and never had anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah. No, I love the conference because it's a gathering of all walks of life who either have had experiences, who are interested in it, who are afraid of death or who want to embrace death or who, like myself, have no fear of it whatsoever. But the beautiful thing about IANS is it's a safe place to have the conversation. I mean, I never talked about this stuff. It was a little local IANS chapter that finally invited me to share in a public setting what had happened to me. And that changed everything. And the national conference, I mean, you've got, you know, folks like Anita Morjani and others, but the attendees. To have people come together in a safe place to talk about the experience, to share the experience or the lack thereof, you know, in a setting where there's no judgment and only an open heart for learning is beautiful.
IANS.org, IANDS.org. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. I'll be there. Jeff Olson will be there. There'll be others we'll be talking to. We've had some experiences last week with Diane Corcoran, who is working on behalf of a lot of the veterans of wars like Vietnam that have experienced NDEs, trying to put placement and perspective on it for them and help them out. And Jeff, it sounds like you're giving. You know, this experience has provided you a way to give back, a new purpose, a new mission in life.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I it's crazy. It's the little things that have become so big. You know, people will say to me sometimes, boy, you must have been preserved for some grand purpose. You know, and I laugh and say, yeah, I have. I mean, it's so I can, you know, hold my wife's hand or play catch with my son and watch a sunset one more time. I mean, those are the big things. And when you've had an experience like this, you realize that there's just an absolute beauty in everything, and there's miracles every day if we're willing to look at them and see them.
Jeff, one more thing about the IANS conference. Do you? There are people that we have that are from all religious backgrounds and beliefs. Some, you know, official, some unofficial. You know, however it is. This is your third IANS coming up?
Yeah, this will be my third conference, religion has nothing to do with it. This is a spiritual gathering, if you will, or non-spiritual. It's intellectual, it's learning, it's scientific, and it is spiritual. But yeah, there's no, all walks of life show up. There's no religious theme to any of it, and yet that's kind of how the world works, and yet I know that's how the other side is.
Yet I imagine, Jeff, that people from all different religious backgrounds and views are having these experiences and could benefit by coming together and talk to others about that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, like I say, it's a complete open book. So.
All right. So what kind of things that happen there? I know there are lectures, if you will, that people are telling their stories, sharing it. Are there interactive workshops? I mean, what kind of experiences can people have there that maybe you can provide some insight to us that people would say, you know what, I really would like to experience that.
Oh, yeah. There's so much going on. Like, there's a big keynote, presentations and lectures in the main halls, but there's just rooms of workshops and all kinds of things offered, whether it's grief counseling or connecting to, you know, angels, or if it's just, you know, scientific metaphysical studies and quantum physics. But there's all kinds of workshops, hands-on groups, there's lunches, there's meetings, there's everything for everybody. And I know that's crazy to say it's all things to all people, but there's so much going on that you can literally go through the schedule, find what interests you, attend that, and the beautiful thing for me, my experience has been whatever I choose, it's been like the perfect answer and the perfect moment for what I was really looking for.
So will people have an opportunity to talk with you, perhaps one-on-one or in a small group, or are you just going to be there to lecture and then leave? What's your experience in what's coming up?
Well, I have a crazy schedule. I'm flying in Thursday night, and I'm speaking Friday morning. And then I'll be there Friday during the day, and then I do fly out Friday night for another engagement. But I'm available, and yet a lot of the speakers are available, and they do set up lunches and other things where you can arrange to meet with the speakers in a very intimate, you know, setting around a lunch table. So.
Beautiful. Well, everybody, if you want to see Jeff, make sure you're there at least on Friday, and I'll be there for a number of days as well. And Jeff Olson, really blessed to have you on board the show today, and I look forward to talking with you again and seeing you at IAND.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, we're back to wrap up the show with Super Don, see what kind of things we've learned today. I think there's been a lot happening. Go check it out, robertscottbell.com, linking up to Jeff as well as the conference. We'll all be there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Special thanks to Captain Morgan doing our Freshman Fridays right, and Super Don, of course, putting it together, the new Freshman Friday rah-rah-rah theme song, for those who still remember.
Yes, we're old.
Well, listen, I feel sort of younger when I do an interview with someone like a Jeff Olson. I mean, to have a tragic experience by any definition, you know, of losing your wife and one of your children in a car accident, nearly losing your own life, and having the experience he had, and coming to that perspective of unconditional love, you just have to go back and listen to the interview, read his books, but I'm really excited to meet him at the IANS conference. That's going to be extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, this is our second interview now mm-hmm. on the topic. And listen, it is interesting, and some of these stories are rather fascinating. If nothing else, they make you really think about your own mortality and your purpose in life.
Purpose
where
in
you're
life,
going,
yeah.
right?
And you know, Super Don, I'm a purpose-driven kind of guy, and I'm very open to other people's views as much as I will get a little perturbed or disturbed by people with closed minds. Right. But the reality is, even if folks disagree with us, if they disagree with us with intellectual integrity, I have no problem with them. Honestly, I don't. I was like I said, if somebody, like we've talked about the guy who wouldn't pick up the lady who was a Bernie supporter because he, right. you know, I understood the economic thing if he really felt he wasn't going to be paid. But at the same time, I don't want to lose the humanity of interacting with one another. And Ron Paul was a great example of that, working with folks that he disagreed with diametrically on many issues, but finding common ground, finding ways to work together. And I think one of those ways is to grow food, even if you disagree with your neighbor. Grow food, dagnabbit.
Speaking of grow food, and there's an interesting story maybe we'll talk on this weekend about in Venezuela, huh?
Oh, good Lord, yeah. They're eating their pets. Cats, dogs, pigeons, whatever. Socialism gone awry. Or is that the inevitable outcome of relying on state ownership of all of this stuff or some form of socialism? Yeah, we'll revisit that for sure. But, yeah, it's time to grow food. If you haven't already, talk to your neighbors. Even if you disagree with them, find a way to make the food grow locally. And, of course, you know, when we talk about people that disagree with us, we would talk about the skeptics.
But then again, they disagree with themselves, if they're honest about it. And there is a small S skeptic that I think we might have mentioned briefly, who's calling out the big S skeptics like Gorski and Novella and others. And boy, he is raising a ruckus. And I wouldn't mind interviewing him here, although he said in his latest that people on our side of the thought form, homeopaths and others, are thinking he's a friend of theirs. And he says, I'm not. I don't like homeopathy. But I've never had a problem talking with folks who disagree with integrity with me, Super Don.
Well, and it does happen, yeah. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen as often as we'd like.
Not well, and not within the skeptic community either, if you think about it.
No, well, listen, and I mean, this is a topic we've covered for a while now, something that's near and dear to my heart, that the skeptic community, as it is known today, at least the one that is, you know, in the papers and on the internet, has been co-opted by a bunch of people that are not skeptics.
So this guy, who is this guy, this small S skeptic? He's writing in the Scientific
American. John Horgan. Now, I'd never heard of this guy before.
Yeah.
But one of the things that he's very passionate about is the situation with the never ending wars that we're going through here in the United States and around the world. And so that's
which we would agree with him on.
Yeah.
See, that's
yeah.
where we would find alignment. And he says, why are you talking about the skepticism, being skeptical of the war making machinery instead of bashing what they call their hard targets or soft targets, homeopathy and Bigfoot?
He considers the homeopathy and Bigfoot to be soft targets. And he says, why are we not focusing more as skeptics on the hard targets like mammograms and war?
Wow. Yeah, dude, I got no problem with that. Obviously, we disagree with the reality of what we call homeopathy, because, you know, these are admitted reductionists, scientific reductionists, and they don't perceive that it's feasible or possible. Fine. Not, you knock yourself out as long as you don't stand in the way of my rights to utilize it. And, you know, that's, again, no problem there. But I find it refreshing that he's calling out his so-called fellow skeptics that are not really skeptics. They're just dunderheaded douchebags, as you like to say.
Yeah, and it's really, it's refreshing to see that there's a debate finally going on in the skeptic community. The unfortunate thing is that group, that faction of skepticism that he likes to call tribal,
mm-hmm.
they're never going to agree with him.
Yeah, well,
that's just how they are.
Yeah, well, we'll enjoy pointing that out as well, and hopefully the intellectual discussion will maintain its integrity, certainly here, and going beyond it as well into the spiritual realm, which I don't mind doing. Thanks again to the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Check it out, docofdetox.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Special thanks to Jeff Olson for being on board. What a heart-moving interview with him. Look forward to meeting him at IANS at the conference, IANS.org. It's all linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks again to Super Don, making it sound so good. And back on Sunday with more powerful broadcast healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.